This is where it all began. Here, with her. My love. When it rains, it pours. Yeah, sure. Tell me another one. She came when it rained, she left when it stopped, and she won't return when it starts again.
It all started in this alley, in a place I knew all too well. The place she showed herself to me. The place where you kneel down and do things that most people never dream of doing, yeah. I did them, and I did them with a smile while it rained. I was a stranger, but only for a few hours. A girl like me can make friends pretty fast if she sets her mind to it. I knew this city, and I would be friends. Good, good, good friends. And without her, I was lost. Lost underneath this street, this stretch of land. I could never find my way in these streets. She appeared, and I followed her just as soon as I began to disappear myself. Right here is where you'll always find me. That is what she would say. When I saw her, I knew she was found in 1,000 years of slippage, you know? When the sea falls in, and a stench of salt and water, when hundreds of bodies begin to hold you in place, and you're found in layer after layer of sedimentary rock. Here is where you'll find me, she would say. Sometimes I see a field of wheat waving like blonde hair dying to be cut. And I want you to remember everything like this, she said. When I go, someone will ask you all the right questions, so you need to answer in all the right ways. Don't forget a thing. There was a sweet downpour of heat when your hand begins to swell and inside you feel like honey, liquid at first, then heavy and hardened and congealed later. That was the first sighting, and I got stuck. And then mud crusted over you, lead inside you, soil all around you, so that the jet and the glass showed some clues to you. Oxygen isotopes locked in your teeth. And they said through this they could see you were born in the heat, they said, and they found bay leaves and mud and silk from China, all this connected to you. You were knotted in gold threads. There is silk weaving, twisting, spinning, throwing skeins, whirring sounds of little worms cocooning their way into you, laying eggs and fertilizing you. It was 7 p.m. in the evening, mid-November, when the sun wasn't shining and the rain made the street look like a brook of grease. And I was wearing a suit, a brown suit, hoping you would show yourself to me, that you would appear to me, that you would lean yourself against me, a dust imprint, whatever was left of you, only an impression, pressed. And yeah, I swallowed deep. The secrets of you, showing yourself to me. Maybe others, but I thought only to me at that moment. You just flashed me a little bit of you and then disappeared. Flesh dehydrated, speaking in tongues. Remember me? I am here, with a little bit of rot left behind. Pieces of her falling off. You see, the dead only find the dead. You see, the builders found her while digging. I was buried in here. I was eaten before by the ants and the mice. When you go into the basement there, you will see me and 2,000 others. You find 2,000 body parts, droppings, rubbish pits, and ditches, and the hospital of St. Mary's Spittle. You are now in the 4th century. I am in lead, beaded, and scalloped, decorated. This place is dedicated to St. Mary Magdalene and St. Edmund. 1197, there were 180 beds lying on top of me. Already, I was an artifact, a hospital of great relief. I was still here, underneath all this. More centuries passing me, a secret, shh, alone, underneath here. so don't forget me. I get around. I skim corners. I twist myself into spaces you won't think you would find me in. So conjure me. Bring me forward. You want to look at me, don't you? A soul for a soul for a soul. Don't misconstrue who I am, what I am. I ruled in silk, I reigned in gold threads in Syria. Who would think I would end up here? She says, when they lift the cover of the sarcophagus, you will breathe me in and I into you. I will be part of each and every one of you. You will be my family. You will be my family, and I yours. And I will live in the molecules of you. Keep wanting to see me. Keep me. Because of this desire, I am your secret. You could live off my cells, off my DNA, off my remnants, off my gold, off my treasure. You could live off my cells, body. Off my DNA, off my remnants, off my gold, off my treasured, mummied body.
All the energy from around here just tsunamied out, you know? A huge breathing. Just a sigh. All the energy from around here just tsunamied out. She showed herself that year, 1998, and now...
You know, a huge breathing or just a sigh.
Your brain has 100 billion nerve cells. The same number of the stars in the Milky Way. And it was there, there, at the end of everything that I found you. How could I have overlooked that? The ending is the only place to find someone like you. I could never have found you at first. I would have destroyed you early on. The first thing to remember is that I don't forget. On the wall, nearby, was a sign that said, "We are shadows." I can't even find that anymore. It's been 3,500 years in this tomb. You were 3,500 years in this stone box. A beautiful woman, beautiful Roman woman, lying in this spittle in London, in silt and mud and dirt from so long ago. And they're building this skyscraper to remind themselves how to stay immortal, where suits and laptops and Burger King spread out. And you just sparkle gold on this Liverpool Street station. You were 3,500 years in this stone box.
And I can see
you walking toward me for miles and miles, corn-waving fields upon fields of how it was and how it will soon become again. She is whole, and she shines, and she is real. You can see her some nights, while the hundreds of other souls scream through the market, very late, below Spitalfields Market, wandering endlessly in the Mary of St. Spittle's Hospital for the poor, homeless and lost. I don't need to find them. They are always here with me. But she takes her time. She knows I'm looking. She knows I'm waiting. And it was said that the developers who were cashing in on the hottest hood wanted to remove the bodies that were buried there for hundreds of years, to clear the spot, to clean the vibe, to globalize and incorporate and sanitize and take away names and fill the hole in the ground so as to make things perfect and right and clean and non-threatening. So that fear won't take them by the neck in the middle of the night when the apparitions appear in the visions and they see the princess and the others making their way, thinking the dead can be cleaned up because we can even clean up the dead. But when they came for the body and filled the hole and took her to the museum to display her, she still appeared regularly in that area because it was only her body they took. Her energy is tattooed on that site forever and ever, and nothing can take that away, I'm sorry to say. And the molecules that form her image wash over me, just go right through me. into me on a hot, humid August day. As the molecular construct of her face freezes down on me, her eyes, her mouth formulating through her memories bearing down, I can see her more and more clearly. She is coming together again, trillions and millions of atoms and dark particles and dark matter. I can see her. It's all what makes a spirit a soul. Centuries before, and now centuries later, I will always find her. She's golden, and she's shimmering, and she's continual, and she is dead, but she will remain and stay irresistible. And it was there, there, at the end of everything that I found you, but she will remain and stay irresistible.
Call me irresponsible, call me unreliable, throw in undependable too. Do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not too clever, I just adore you. Call me unpredictable, tell me I'm impractical, rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible, yes I'm.